Hi, I'm John Nerrell, and welcome to the Mid-Career GPS Podcast. If you're feeling stuck in your career and overwhelmed by what steps to take, I can help you. As an executive and career transition coach, I help my clients prepare, position, and promote who they are and what they do to show up and find a job they love or love the job they have. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. So let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is June 8th, 2021. It is episode 34, and it's called Being the Driver of Your Career. Today, we're going to talk about what it means to be in that driver's seat and moving your career forward, especially in this mid-career stage and what that may look like for you. I'm doing this podcast at a time where companies, and you may think it's a little bit late, but are having their employees set their annual performance goals. Obviously, it would be great if it happened in quarter one, but we know sometimes that doesn't always happen. So if you are in the process of setting goals, you're coming off of your annual performance review, you're working on a leadership development plan or anything like that, this conversation is absolutely going to be very timely for you. I do want to take a moment, though, and thank everyone who was really so gracious and kind and reached out to me, be it by email or by text, just in regards to last week's episode where I shared a personal story regarding pride and what it means to celebrate that and celebrate the LGBTQ plus members in our workforce and in our world and everything. And so thank you to everybody who reached out, and especially to those who had someone they wanted to share the episode with. It definitely meant a lot, and I thank you for that. So being the driver in your career, imagine you're in that kind of professional car, if you will, and you're in the driver's seat, and you've fastened the seatbelt, and the foot's on the gas, and you're ready to go. But where are you headed? See, that's part of the thing. We can get caught up so easily in thinking that we need to move our career forward. We need the advancement. We need to make this amount of money. We need to be working at this company. We need to be here in 5 years and there in 10. And we can plan all of this out on a chart, a spreadsheet, our journal, our vision board, whatever it is. But we really have to talk about why we're heading in that direction. See, being the driver means that you have complete and total control of where it's going. I've referenced her book before, but in Sherry Harley's book, How to Say Anything to Anyone, she's got this great quote in there about how we are all 100% responsible for our careers. I couldn't agree with her more. Look, there are things that are going to happen to you in your career. You're going to get promoted and you're not going to get promoted. You're going to get the job and you're not going to get the job. You're going to get the salary you want and you might have to take a pay cut, or you're not going to come in as high, they're not going to come in as high as you would hope for. A lot of these things factor into where we think these are defining moments in our career, and they absolutely are. But as we build this mid-career GPS and we think about getting in the car and moving our career forward, we have to understand what that specifically looks like. See, when you're the driver, you are actively promoting your brand and you're seeking new opportunities. It's two of the very specific strategies I have in my book, Show Up. And I talk about these a lot because if you are not clear about your professional brand and being clear about the value you bring to the organization in terms of who you help and what you help them do specifically, you are missing a vital part in being the driver in your career that is going to get you to whatever destination is next because you're figuring it out. in being the driver, when you're clear about your brand and your value, those opportunities become even clearer. It's like getting in the car and driving with the sunroof open or the top down, and it's a beautiful sunny day, and you've got the sunglasses on and the wind's in your hair, and you're going along at, you know, 65 mile an hour or maybe 70. I'm not going to tell you to break the speed limit on this podcast, but you got the point, right? And you're moving along and things are good. You're on the open road. You can see clearly. Big shout out to BJ Thomas on that one. You can see clearly, right? And sometimes when it rains, it can rain so hard that you've got to put the windshield wipers on at the highest speed in order for you to see the road in front of you because it's dangerous or treacherous, or it's just hard to see exactly what's in front of you. When you're the driver in your career, you are looking for those internal opportunities. And you might even be entertaining the external opportunities as well. Being frustrated in your career or being frustrated where you are working is understandable at this mid-career point. And the likelihood is you've probably been frustrated in your career or frustrated where you worked in the earlier stages of your career too. It might be what has led you to feeling stuck. And when you think about those action steps you want to take, as you think about these kind of opportunities, it might be a great way for you to network, to have some informational interviews, to get really curious about different companies or different roles or different positions. You know when you're unhappy or unsatisfied or underutilized or unfulfilled in your job because you talk about it and you look for other jobs. You find time when you have that device in your hand to scroll and look for jobs just to see what's out there. It's like looking for a new pair of shoes or a new pair of jeans, and you go onto Amazon or your favorite retailer site and you're just looking to see what's there. And if something piques your interest, you might buy it. If something piques your interest, you might apply for it. And you apply for it when you have all of those things in order that make it easier for you to play. It's having the resume professionally updated. Your LinkedIn profile is optimized. You are clear on your value and can communicate that answer to the "tell me about yourself" question eloquently and specifically so somebody gets it. And you interview really well from a place of value and service. If you are an active job seeker or you are actively looking for a change in your career, it is one of those times where you may feel absolutely in control and in the driver's seat. Because I will tell you that every time I have looked for a job, I have never felt more in control of my career and where it was going than in that moment. Because I was doing things. I was taking action. I was applying for jobs. I was interviewing. I was making decisions about whether or not I wanted to go work there or I would go pursue this particular opportunity. Being in the driver's seat is about taking action when you are actively job seeking. But you can also be in the driver's seat when you're in a job that you absolutely love. You may work for an organization and be in a role that's a dream job for you, or it's in a role where you know you can do the job and you're making really good money, and you're okay just hanging out for a while. You still get to be in the driver's seat there. Maybe the car isn't going as fast. Maybe you've stopped on the side of the road for a little bit. There is nothing wrong with getting out and stretching your legs for a little bit. There's nothing wrong with taking a break. And sometimes when we're on these long road trips and our gas tank gets empty, I'm the kind of person, if it gets below half, I like to fill up the next time I stop. You're going to fill up the tank. It's those things that we do in our career to help us along the way. Sometimes being in the driver's seat means that we're good where we are. We put it on cruise control and we're okay. Being comfortable in your role, in what you're making and who you're helping and where you're working, all those kind of things, there's nothing wrong with being comfortable. But if you are so comfortable that you feel you are getting stagnant, and I shared this very early on in the beginning of the podcast. It's like episode 2, or I think it is, which is like, you know, defining your mid-career moment. When you're so comfortable that you're not happy, or you feel like there is something else out there that you can be doing, that is a call to get in that driver's seat and start pushing on the gas a little bit more. I've shared before that I am a bit of a news junkie, and I tend to get my news by watching the TV. And I don't watch just one channel, I watch several. And the other day this week, and it's kind of unusual because I don't turn the TV on a whole lot during the day anymore. I guess I'm thankful just because days have been really, really busy and I've been working on stuff, especially trying to get the second book out. But where I sit in my office, right in front of me is a TV. And I happened to turn it on the other day, and I turned on CNN, and I noticed that Brooke Baldwin, who used to host a show in the afternoon, wasn't on. And just by appearances, it looked like somebody wasn't sitting in her chair. She was legitimately gone. And I did a little Googling and found out that she had left CNN after a 13-year career back in April. And she left because she felt like she was too comfortable. She felt that it was time to change things up, to go do something different. And that while she was grateful and thankful for the job she had, she knew it was time to move on. And she shared that she wasn't moving on to another job. She was just leaving. And that was how she told that story. And as I was reading that article, and I will have this linked up for you in the show notes if you do want to check it out, but to me, there was something so relatable in that. Haven't we all been in that spot where we have said, oh, I just feel like I'm kind of stagnant, or I'm getting stale, or I'm ready for something more? And we took that leap. Now, taking that kind of risk, and I know very specifically in my entrepreneurial journey, if I wasn't married and able to hop on my spouse's benefit plan and all those kind of things, it would have been a very difficult decision for me to go out and do this on my own. I might have done it. It definitely would have looked a lot differently, though. So we calculate those kind of risks when we see ourselves in the driver's seat in our career. When you think about where you are and you're figuring out where you want to go as you're building your mid-career GPS, I want you to think about this. This exercise is never about you being in the passenger seat. It is always about acknowledging that you're in the driver's seat. Day to day, no matter what you are doing, you are always progressing toward a goal, whether it be for career advancement in terms of promotion, doing better quality work, staying where you are, or all of the above. It is a great opportunity for you to be in the driver's seat and have a meaningful and intentional conversation about your annual review. What's working well? What isn't? What could you be doing better? Is there room for you to have a passion project or a side project where you work that might expose you to a different facet of the company or build your capacity in some kind of way? How can you get better feedback? Who are the people that you need to be having conversations with that can really be instrumental in helping shape your career in some way? What's your gut telling you? What does your gut tell you when you wake up each morning about how you're feeling about the work you get to do? Remember, it's the work you get to do, not the work you have to do. When we come from a place where we get up in the morning and we say, I get to go to work, we are in full command in that driver's seat, hands at 10 and 2 and going forward at whatever speed you need to. It is partly where I get to do some of my most favorite and best work with my clients, is helping them get really clear when they're feeling stuck, when they're feeling undervalued, when they're feeling underutilized, when they're feeling unsatisfied. And we get to do all of that work to help them get the clarity. So the top's down, the hands are at 10 and 2, and they're doing 65, 70 down the road, going exactly where that destination is for whatever they see is next. That is why in this podcast intro, I say it's about helping you find the job you love or love the job you have. There is no judgment there. Whether you like where you are and you just want to make it better, or you don't like where you are and you want to go somewhere else and do something, that's part of building this GPS. And if this podcast is helping you, then I'm doing my job on this. And I'm glad you're getting something out of it. And if I can help you a little bit more, join my private Facebook group. We're having some great conversations in there as well. So come on in there. It's Your Mid-Career GPS. You can find it on Facebook. If you want to know a little bit more, or you're really ready to do some solid one-on-one work around your career development, then you need to email me. You can email me at john@johnnerrell.com, and you and I are going to have a conversation to see if coaching is right for you at this time. And if you're interested, I'll share more specifically how I can help you. But if there's one key takeaway I want you to get from this podcast is this: you are always in the driver's seat. When it comes to your career, you are the one with the foot on the gas. If somebody doesn't give you an opportunity, find another one. You have the ability to create whatever it is you want in your career. Things may not happen exactly when you want them. The question you have to ask yourself is it happening? Traffic jams happen when we travel, especially here outside of Washington, D.C. I will say that, like, now that things are starting to open up and traffic's getting back to quote unquote normal, not fun, especially not fun at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but that's just the joys of living around here. You are in the driver's seat. Sometimes detours happen, sometimes traffic jams happen, and sometimes it's an open road, but you are always in the driver's seat. So I invite you to think about what being in the driver's seat looks like for your career. And I encourage you to think of one thing as a result of listening to this podcast that you want to do right now to help you move your career one step further. Until next time, I wish you a great rest of the day. And remember, how we show up matters. I'll talk to you next week. If you enjoyed today's show and don't want to miss an episode, follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you usually listen. And I'd appreciate it if you would leave a rating and review. Visit johnnerrell.com to download your free copy of the 55-Minute Career Transition Jumpstart to help you start building your mid-career GPS. And don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn. Follow me on social @JohnNerrell Coaching. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.